Ukraine security issue.
23 people died and 105 were wounded as a result of Russia's missile attack on Ukraine on October 10th, reads a report of the State Emergency Service of Ukraine. Today, on October 11th, Ukrainians were on a 5-hour alert for more missile strikes. Ladyzhin thermal power plant in the Vinnytsia region was hit by kamikaze drones this morning, and a total of 12 missiles were launched upon the city of Zaporizhia, two of which hit a car dealership, killing one person. Other missiles struck a college, a school, and a medical facility, said Oleksandr Staruch, head of the Vinnytsia region administration. The city of Lviv also suffered another airstrike. Ukrainian air defense forces in the south of the country shot down 8 Shahid kamikaze drones. 854 miners left trapped underground after Russian missile strikes on the southern Ukrainian city of Kryvyi Rih were rescued on Tuesday, said Oleksandr Vilkul, head of the region military administration. Ukraine cannot be intimidated. It can only be more united. Ukraine cannot be stopped. Ukraine can only grow more convinced that terrorists must be neutralized, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a recent video address. Who fights against civil, cultural, educational facilities? They say they want to push Ukraine back into the 18th century, but they have pushed themselves back into a much earlier era, the era of savages, which they have turned into quite consciously. The Russian army carried out their strikes during the morning rush hour on purpose. This is a typical terrorist tactic. They wanted to incite more fear and affect more people. They did. They affected the whole world, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Lacking success on the battlefield, Russia has entered into a new phase of the war with its massive missile attack on Ukraine, the terroristic phase, said Presidential Office Advisor Mikhailo Podolyak.
По-перше, російська армія не спроможна воювати на полі бою. Це очевидно, і вони
Firstly, the Russian army is incapable of fighting in the battlefield. It is obvious. They have practically initiated a different phase of the war, launching massive strikes on city centers Ukraine-wide, similar to the way they did at the beginning of the invasion, and targeting civilian infrastructure in particular. Their masks are off this time. Russia is blatantly telling the world, see, we are going to attack cities, we are going to wage terror. A war against civilians is a terroristic type of war. Russia has conveyed no other messages to the world, said Mikhail Podolyak. Following the massive missile attack on Kyiv and other regions, Ukraine has once more called on the international community to recognize the Russian Federation as a terrorist state with all relevant consequences that the status entails. Head of Ukraine's Verkhovna Rada Ruslan Stefanchuk has approached the parliaments of G7 countries and the US Congress with written requests on the issue. President Joe Biden and the leaders of the G7 held a virtual meeting to discuss their fidelity to support Ukraine and hold Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for Russian aggression, including recent missile strikes on Ukrainian territory, reads a report of the White House. As we have reported, the US and Ukraine presidents held a phone conversation earlier, during which Joe Biden said the USA pledges to continue supplying Ukraine with advanced defense systems, including modern air defense. The new military aid package shall include high-mobility artillery rocket systems or HIMARS, artillery systems ammunition, armored vehicles and other equipment. Lieutenant General Ihor Romanenko, former deputy chief of the General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces, called on Western countries to supply Ukraine with long-range weapons after Russia's missile attack. This was a serious test for our air defense systems. Unfortunately, Ukraine does not have anti-ballistic missile systems. We had this conversation with our partners a year and 2 years ago. We insist that Ukraine be massively supplied with advanced NASMS and IRIS systems, but they are short-range. General Zaluzhny explained in his article that Ukraine is efficiently using weapons provided by the Allies. But the enemy has the opportunity to carry out strikes at a distance of 100 or 1,000 kilometers. On a military scale, that's a grand disproportion. We have no means of delivering strikes further than 120 kilometers. This situation requires change, since Putin shall continue to act like the international terrorist that he is, said Ihor Romanenko. World leaders and the White House administration in particular have gradually arrived at the conclusion that Russia must be defeated in this war, which has had far-reaching consequences for the whole world, said Ukraine's ambassador to the US, Oksana Markarova. There has been more and more talk of the need for us to win and for Russia to be defeated. Secretary Blinken said in his statement that now is the time to speak out in support for Ukraine. It is not the time for abstentions, placating words or equivocation under claims of neutrality, as the core principles of the United Nations Charter are at stake. There is one aggressor in this war, and it is Russia. This is a very important and powerful signal for all world countries. The United States has very clearly supported Ukraine in the fact that this is a war, the results of which will affect not only Ukraine or even Europe, said Oksana Markarova. After mass missile attacks in Ukraine, public figures and bloggers Serhiy Pritula and Serhiy Sternenko announced a rally to take revenge on the Russian occupiers. In just a few hours, they collected 116 million hryvnias, which they reported on social networks. According to them, they plan to start this collection on October 12th, but Putin made his adjustments. Money is being collected for RAM 2nd UAV kamikaze drones. They will help to destroy the enemy effectively. This is a modern device created and based on one of the best Ukrainian drones, Stok 100. On the evening of October 10th, Ukrainians donated more than 227 million hryvnias to various charitable foundations and volunteers.